Now everybody ready for Ma Perkins. Oxydol's own Ma Perkins. America's mother of the air. The true life drama of a plain and simple everyday woman. Ma to everybody she knows. Ma to the whole town of Rushville Center. Since Pa Perkins died, Ma's been taking care of her three children, and the lumberyard her husband left her. Until yesterday, Ma felt that most of her major problems were settled for a time, but the lumberyard is going along very nicely now. Ma's married daughter, Evangeline, her husband, Willie Fitz, and their child seem fairly contented and prosperous, and her two unmarried children are living at home with her. But yesterday, Faith, the youngest, presented an entirely new problem for Ma Perkins to solve. A problem every mother must face and solve sometime or other. Faye, the youngest of the three, romantic and eager for life, wants to go to the city and find a job. What will Ma do? What can she do? She's afraid of what the cold, cruel city might do to her little Faye. But on the other hand, she's afraid of what her refusal to let her go might do to Faye. But here we are now in the lumberyard office. Ma is seated at her desk. She has a visitor. D. Pemberton Toohey, a lawyer. He's an old-time friend of Ma's, and in many ways her chief counselor and confidant. As the scene opens, D. Pemberton Toohey is just taking off his coat, and Ma is speaking. Just listen.
That's right. Take off your coat, D. Pemberton, and hang it up over there in the coat jar.
I'm serious with it, Ma, this matter you wanted to see me about.
Oh, no.
I'm doing the court this afternoon. I have a number of motions coming up. Just Prendergast insists on hearing motions in the afternoon.
No, no, nothing like that. The factory next door is getting ready to open. They're doing some redecorating. They come to me for the lumber.
Yes?
They're mighty particular, too. They give me a kind of contract that I have to sign, a kind of sales contract or something, show them what I'm supposed to give them. I just wanted you to look it over and tell me whether it's all right to sign it or not.
Well, I'll be glad to, Ma. Just where is it?
Yes. This is right now.
Rather a lengthy document.
Oh, I suppose it's all right. I just wanted you to see it before I signed it. You go ahead and look at it.
Yes, sir. Standard kind of contract or anything like this.
Mm-hmm. Makes me mighty happy to get me for it, Deacon Liddy. The man's an agent novelty work. The fellow that really fits all that has to get into, you know. He said he'd give me whatever lumber business they had. I'm glad to see you forgot it.
Quite an expensive order, too. Are these prices in here satisfactory, Ma?
Oh, yes, yes, indeed. We went over the prices before they brought up that paper. And Mr. Well, he's coming to see me with a fellow they call the purchasing agent. And we talked over the hull order and prices and everything like that.
Well, it seems to be a standard type of contract for supplying material. I can't find any jokers or penalty clauses in it, Ma. If the prices given here are satisfactory to you, don't see any reason why you shouldn't affix your signature and get the business.
Well, that's fine, Dean Henderson. That's all I want to know.
It always pays to thoroughly peruse all contracts as a safe, however. If you're thoroughly unfamiliar with legal verbiage, the services of an attorney are usually distinctly helpful.
Land, I go to Dean Henderson. You know me. One step, twice shy. I don't sign nothing now without having you look it over.
Well, this seems to be perfectly all right to me, Ma. I'd go ahead and sign it and start delivering the lumber. From the specifications in there, I'd say you had a good deal of work ahead of you.
Oh, yes, indeed. Poor shuffling Jeff. Gonna be kept mighty busy.
And how are your helpers?
Oh, you know them well as I do, Dick Henderson. Jeff's old and lazy. You have to watch him. I leave it to him and make poor Jeff Bartley do all the work. I got to keep an eye on both of them to make sure the Shuffle doesn't work, and Jeff don't have to do it all.
It would be an awful blow to Shuffle if he lost Jeff, wouldn't
it? Oh, Linda, you don't even think of it. Poor Shuffle would be miserable.
What is troubling you, Ma?
No,
I've known you too long to be put off with any such answer. I'm sure it isn't this contract that's making you so fidgety.
I'm looking.
You are. Something on your mind, Ma? Anything I can do to help?
As a matter of fact, they is.
I thought so. Now, if I could help in some way,
I don't know that there's nothing either of us can do between us.
A problem without a solution, impossible, Ma.
Well, that's what I'm afraid of here. It's safe.
Your daughter stays?
Uh-huh. She wants to leave home.
Leave home? Why? What? I don't understand. She isn't satisfied, is she?
Oh, you know how she is, Miss Henderson. Don't you ever see a baby robin standing on the edge of its nest, getting ready to take its first hop over to a neighboring branch?
Hmm.
Well, that's the way she is. She's just a baby robin. She wants to spread her wings and fly.
Yes, my sister. That's what it's all about to me.
She wants to leave home and go to the city.
Hmm.
What do you think I'd ought to do, Deep Henderson?
About what, Mary?
Should I let her go, or shouldn't?
You want to thank and for more?
Oh, I...
Then I would say, let go.
I was hoping you'd say that.
No, Ma. I know you were hoping for just that. But in something like this, you must look at it sensibly. The girl's grown up. She's got a mind of her own. Probably been thinking about this for a long time.
No, nonsense. I think she got the idea yesterday afternoon. Seeing some boy going to the city that she knows.
It may merely have served to crystallize her desires more. This is probably in her mind for some time. It's in everyone's mind more when they're young. There's come a time when all of us yearn to stretch our wings and fly.
And you think I'd ought to let her go?
Discover first that she's determined to go, and if you're quite sure she is, by all means, let her.
But I don't want her to go, because she's my baby.
I know you don't, Ma, but it's useless to stand in a child's way if she's made up her mind. She'll simply hold it against you. Disappoint her now, and you'll carry the regret of it the rest of your life. I dare say the experience won't hurt her.
No, Deacon.
I mean it, Ma. She's a nice girl. You've given her a fine bringing up. In fact, I'd say her life has probably been more or less settled. It's only natural if she'd like to get away. By all means, let her go.
I want her with me.
Of course you do. She's one of your children. They're jealous of her.
No, I...
You don't want anything to take her away from her. But that's not fair to the child. She's got her own interests, her own aspirations.
Yes.
If going to the city is what she wants to do, by all means, let her do it. She's had a good raising, and the experience can't hurt her. In fact, I'd say it would probably help rub some of the rough edges off, if you know what I mean. Prove to her that this world isn't all beer and skittles.
I know what to do.
Well, it's for you to make up your mind, Ma. But if I were you, I'd let her go, by all means.
I guess I have to think about it better than I do, Carlton.
Don't make a mistake, Ma. You've got a very important decision to make. You're the most important a parent ever faces. Don't do anything you'll regret for the rest of your life.
I'll try not to do anything. I think of her, my baby. Your baby, Dependent.
Ma, she's very much of a young lady. And unless I'm gravely mistaken, she's got a mind of her own, too.
I bet, all right.
Well, then, be careful. You don't want her feeling bitter towards you for the rest of her days. That's just how she'll be, unless you let her do as she wishes. Well, now I've got to run. Judge Prendergast is like time and the tide. She waits for no man. Nothing else, Ma.
No, that's all, Deacon.
I'll say good afternoon then, Ma.
Don't forget your hat.
Bless my sister. I believe I almost did. Goodbye, Ma.
Goodbye, Deacon. I don't know what to do. I wish you sent him back to go home. Cut that alone in the car. Poor kitchen for me. Oh, yes, Shepard?
Yes. You're busy, Ma?
No, come in. I wanted you in here.
Yeah.
Here's that order from the Magnet Novelty Merchant Store. The new sector. And it's a big order. Oh, hello, Jeff. You here, too?
No.
Now, here's this order, Shepard. Yeah. None of the wood promised the week after next, but I want to get it all ready for them if
I
can.
But Ma,
now, as long as we got this order from the sector, I don't want to disappoint them.
Well,
this should ought to keep you boys busy for the next few days.
Oh, God.
It's
the face of an idiot.
Oh, my goodness, you both got faces long as telephone poles. What's the matter?
Well, Jeff's leaving us, Ma.
Huh?
I'm sorry, Ma.
Yeah.
He didn't want to tell you himself. That's why he asked me to come in with him and do it.
I just couldn't, Ma.
Mm-hmm. the ocean, dear. Where are you going?
I remember you telling about my white uncle in Freeport.
The one that died?
Uh-huh.
Well, what's the name? He didn't come back to life or nothing, did he?
Yeah, he left us his farm.
Left you his farm?
Uh-huh.
It's so careful that he mustn't feel bored about it.
Well,
I'd say you is my distraction. Is it a big place?
300 acres.
Mm-hmm. Ocean, my disfortunate, dear. It's my disfortunate.
It's a good farm, too, Ma.
Why, no, it is. It takes me nothing to feel bored about it.
I know, but I hate to leave you, Ma.
Oh, now, now, Jeff, it's all right. It's a wonderful opportunity for you. Why, you got a 300-acre farm, surely you'd want to go and work it.
I wouldn't only this the big place, Ma.
You'd be very foolish if you didn't go and work it. Oh, don't feel so bad, Jeff. Glad, real glad for your sake.
But well, what are you gonna do, Ma? I mean, you and Doppel.
Yeah, Ma, what are we gonna do? I can't do all the work single-handed.
Now, Jeff, don't you be worrying about us. We'll get along somehow.
Yeah, but Ma, you...
When you figuring on leaving?
I'd like to go Saturday. We're moving over.
Well, Saturday be fine. And we just have to get along till we can find somebody else.
I'm sorry, Ma. Sorry,
too.
What's the matter?
I feel kind of old here. Too soon. Now you.
Hey.
Yeah. You're going to go away, too. Don't you see me?
Uh-huh.
You seem like most everybody do. There's some hold up for me at home. Oh, what am I saying anyhow? And folks make their own plans and think for us old people to hold them. I'm glad you got this thing, sir. Not tell me more about the new farm.
He's gallant, Ma Perkins. First thing he wants to leave home, and now Jeff, Ma's trusted helper in the lumber yard, is leaving for a new farm. Ma hates to see them go. Almost yet bitter about it. Then the love, the common sense, the do for others that has made Ma what she is, comes to her aid. Young folks make their own plans, and Ma knows it's best to help them, not to hinder them. What is Ma going to do about faith? It's a question every mother is faced with at some time or other. How is Ma going to handle it? Should she let Faye go to the city alone to work out her life if she sees fit? Or should Ma keep her close at home, where she can watch over her and care for her? If you were in Ma's place, what would you do? Now it's time to say goodbye to Ma Perkins, America's mother of the air. Until tomorrow at this same time, be on hand sure to hear what Ma does about Faye going to the city. So until tomorrow, then, this is Jack Brinkley saying goodbye.